So good afternoon, everyone. You're all very welcome here. One of the first things I've been asked to request from you is that you would switch off any mobile telephones that you may have with you. Thank you so much for that. Let me introduce myself, Monsignor Hugh Conlon. I'm president here of St. Patrick's College, Maynooth, and delighted to have this opportunity to welcome the International Symposium, which precedes the International Eucharistic Congress here this week. Also delighted to welcome all of you who are representing so many different facets of media and communications from both at home here in Ireland and indeed further afield. It's a great privilege really to have been selected for this International Faith event, which is what I like to call it because it's been wonderful in these last few days, last few hours indeed, just to hear the different accents and cultures that have been in evidence here on the campus. It certainly brings a certain frisson of excitement and energy, which we're delighted to experience. Now, many of you are familiar with Maynooth, but just to refresh the memory of those who know and to advise those who don't, that here we are in St. Patrick's College, Maynooth, which, as you know, is the seminary and Pontifical University. But very happily, we share much of this beautiful campus with our daughter institution, which is now fully independent, the National University of Ireland, Maynooth. And this body of people that you see here to my right are a wonderful expression of that, as indeed there are so many other expressions here on campus. This is a little group of singers drawn from both National University and St. Patrick's College, lay people, seminarians. This is the kind of thing which I think we do so well here, and thankfully we get to hear and see the fruits of their labours. So as I welcome all the online viewers who are following us streaming this particular event and some of the other events here this week, can I now just hand you over to Dr. John O'Keefe, who is our music maestro and probably needs no introduction, but he will just introduce the pieces that are to be sung today. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody, and warm welcome. The choir are going to present two musical offerings. The first, an Irish language composition. It's a poetic reflection on the theme of the Eucharist by the Cork-born poet Seamus O'Hay. And it has been set to music by Padraic Mogila Cara, a Salesian priest who used to be based in Ballinakil, County Laois. The text, which I'll just recite the first verse, Kalish de Mucri, Cum she e de Cre, Ser Altor and Down, Lag she shees e Lum. My heart is God's chalice, he made it of clay, and on the altar of the world, he laid it down empty.
Thank you.
Second text is drawn directly from the text Church's Liturgy, an English language translation of the Ubi Caritas, a central text of communion in the tradition of the Church. The Ubi Caritas is framed by the refrain, "Faith, hope and love, let these remain among you." And the setting is by the composer Ronan McDonagh, whose music will be featured on Friday evening as part of a special concert in the College Chapel at 9 p.m. So, Faith, Hope and Love by Ronan McDonagh. And we thank the director of the chamber choir here in Maynooth, Michael Dawson, for preparing this arrangement. Thank you, Michael.
So thank you very much to our singers. Maybe we'd like to show our appreciation. well done to, and thanks to our musical directors.